10 years is a long time, Tommy, to be waiting for a championship title, especially a club like Errigal Kieran, who are among the favourites every year and expected to be giving it a good rattle each season.
Yeah, it is all right. A club like ourselves, I suppose, you've ambition every year to be there or thereabouts, but I think that's the same across the board in Tyrone Club football now. Most Division 1 teams probably have strong aspirations to be reaching county finals now and strongly believe that they can maybe get over the line. So it's as competitive as ever, obviously 17 years with no back-to-back title, but hopefully we can make the most of the opportunity that presented itself.
You have some fine young up-and-coming talent in that team. You've also a lot of experience, and the experience probably in a game like a county final is more important than Peter Hart, Aidan McCrory, people like that. They have a big role to play and they're sort of the guiding lights for this team, really, aren't they?
Yeah, massive. Petey and Eddie have been great stalwarts down through the years for the club, and they've led by example the whole time they've been there, and have brought that young group through from the minor winning teams of 17 and 18. And they've been a breath of fresh air over the last 5 or 6 years too, that have really pushed us on. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Moy gave you a massive scare in the first round, 8 points down. You were looking at a shock exit. You had to think, turn things around, and you managed to get the job done. But did that sort of give you a wee kick start that maybe you started to had to start and think of things differently after that?
Yeah, I think it did, to be fair. It's not something you would envisage, maybe going 8 points down in the first round like that. But thankfully, when our backs were against the wall, the boys responded really well. After a few words at half time from Mark and Adrian, we got going again, and I think we've built on that momentum from the first round and the last two games to get us over the line in the quarter final and semi final. So hopefully we can use that momentum to keep pushing on.
You've had a couple of final appearances in recent years. You probably were involved in both of those yourself. Defeats on both occasions, you'll want to turn the corner from that, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. The fourth final now, and 1-1 and lost 2, so as I say, you often learn more in defeat, and hopefully that'll be the case for a number of our boys that have represented the club over the last few years and in those two county finals, and can use that hurt and learning to help us get over the line next week.
It's sort of a family affair, maybe a clan affair. You've got yourself and the cousins playing up front, and then you have another cousin of theirs playing, doing great things for Carrick Moore in the corner of their attack, so great links sort of within your own team and through the Carrickmore team as well.
Yeah, I suppose that's it. The beauty of the GAA too, built up with families and strong families in both clubs, representing both clubs very well. It's been great to play with Dara and Ray this year, but as I say, there's 40 lads pushing the training every night and keeping them boys and everybody else going too, so it's been a very strong collective effort over the last number of years, not just this year, to get us to where we are, so we hope to make the most of the opportunity.